latest team news from clubcall.com.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to this latest Newcastle United news bulletin. We start with news concerning the Atlanta United president, Darren Eales, and he has dismissed claims suggesting Newcastle United have agreed a deal with Miguel Almiron. Well, the striker is in demand after firing home 13 goals so far this season, and the Magpies are among the clubs thought to be interested in signing the player in the new year. Well, reports have claimed that Newcastle could try to take Almiron on loan until the end of the Premier League campaign before parting with £15 million to sign him on a permanent basis. However, Eales has had this to say: "The important thing is we have an owner that is 100% behind the team and wants the team to win, and we have a fan base. So we always said that if the right approach comes in, and it has to be the right offer for the player, the league, most importantly the club, then we would consider it. I've seen some laughable things in the press. Clearly, we are never going to loan one of our players out, and we're certainly not going to let him go for the chump change that I've seen in some reports." Well, meanwhile, for the rest of the Newcastle United squad, they are currently preparing for Sunday's home clash at St James's Park when they welcome Wolverhampton Wanderers to town. The Magpies will be looking to build on their 1-1 draw away at Everton in midweek. A good result on the road after that bitterly disappointing performance against West Ham United. But they will be looking to get back to winning waves against Wolves on Sunday.